The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the hardwood for some exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Irish basketball, Mike Spiess, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
You have a program. We're coming to you live. This is Mike Spiess. I'm Lon Olson, and I are here in Palouse, Washington. Beautiful drive up from Walla Walla today. Headed into Colfax and took a left on Highway 272. 17 miles of scenic views of the Palouse Hills and some pretty windy roads. And we're here in the Garfield Palouse Gymnasium, home of the Vikings. The gym decked out in red, black, and yellowish, dark yellow goldish color. I think they would probably call it gold. They will be the home team in their home white uniforms, trimmed in red with black numbers. The Irish boys, the number 2 seed from the Southeast 1B Great Division, will be the visitors. They will wear the forest green uniforms with the Vegas gold numbers. The Irish boys, under head coach Eric Wood, 18-3 on the season. They were 13-1 in the Great Division, tied for first place with Liberty Christian. A preseason tiebreaker number draw put the Irish into the number 2 seed. And the way the league tournament works is the higher seeded team hosts in each game. And so Garfield Palouse, under head coach Jake Wells, they were 14-0 and the outright winners of the Southeast 1B Wheat Division. They ran the table in the Wheat Division and they are 16-5 overall. They are on a 3-game win streak coming into the league tournament. The Irish boys on an 11-game win streak, but Garfield Palouse, the number 1 seed in the bracket, the Sales listed as a number 2 seed. So here we are in Palouse, Washington for the ball game. We'll take our first break. When we come back, we'll take a closer look at the Southeast 1B tournament bracket. You're listening to Irish Boys Basketball in the playoffs on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilbur Ellis spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC. If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of 2 or 3, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@khssradio.com.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, back in the day, it was the Southeast 1B Conference down in our southeast corner of the state, and then there was the Whitman County League up here in the Palouse. Two different leagues. They would meet for a district tournament. Some years it was at WSU's campus on Friel Court. Some years it was down at Walla Walla Community College or maybe Sherwood Center. Those were some great times. But the league's configurations have changed. District configurations have changed. And now the whole eastern side of the state, from Canada down through Spokane to Walla Walla, is all considered District 6. The Southeast League was took in the Whitman County League. So now we have the Southeast 1B Grape Division, which the Irish are part of, and the Southeast 1B Wheat Division, which Garfield Palouse is part of. And then we have a league tournament, which we are in the second game on the boys' bracket, second round. And this will determine 5 teams out of 8 that will advance to that district tournament in a couple of weeks. So the top 4 teams from each division playing off for 5 spots of the district tournament. And this is what the boys' bracket looks like. The Sales boys beat Pomeroy 77-46 on Thursday. Garfield Palouse beat Touche 56-51 right here in Palouse. Touche led that game 41-35 after 3 quarters, and the Vikings had to make a comeback to win it by 5 and outscore Touche 21-10 in that fourth quarter. Sunnyside Christian beat Oaksdale 75-49 in the first round, and Liberty Christian, the number one seed out of the Great Division, beat Dayton 77-29. So 3 of the 4 teams in the winner's bracket semifinals are from the Great Division. You win this ball game, you are guaranteed a spot at the district tournament, and you will play for the league championship next Friday in Dayton, Washington. The Sales boys at 18-3, taking on Gar Powell at 16-5. And then Sunnyside Christian takes on Liberty Christian in the other semifinal in the loser out games being played tonight. Touche is at Pomeroy, and Dayton is at Oaksdale. That's a look at the boys' bracket. The girls' bracket, we'll take a quick peek at that. The Lady Irish had their season ended last night in a loser-out game at DeSales, losing to Tico Rosalia 47-34. The Lady Irish led 22-21 at the half, but just couldn't hang on in the second half. And, of course, the Lady Irish were missing their top player, Teresa Holtzinger, their point guard, top point guard in the Southeast 1B, and without her for both the games and the league tournament, and the Irish girls make a quick exit. Peyton Benavides was our Dairy Queen player of the game last night. She ended her season. She's a junior. She'll be back with 16 points, and she was our Dairy Queen player of the game. But Maddie Ortuno and Brooklyn Frazier, the two seniors on Nick Hazeltine's roster for the Lady Irish, suited up for their final game in an Irish basketball uniform last night. But a very good season for the Lady Irish. They end up 11-10. On the season, they finished third in the Great Division. But now it's boys basketball carrying the torch for DeSales as deep as possible and hopefully all the way to Spokane in that first week in March, a place DeSales boys have been for 4 straight seasons under head coach Eric Wood. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll take a look at specifically how these two teams have been playing the last week of the regular season and into this league tournament. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM. KHSS2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Highly contagious respiratory diseases are easily transmitted from cat to cat through direct contact, through the air by sneezing or coughing, or by contact with humans if they've been close to infected cats. Infected cats can seem to have a cold or fever and may develop pneumonia. The best protection for your cat is a regular examination and a comprehensive vaccination program provided by your local veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back in Palouse, Washington, home of the Garfield Palouse Vikings. We will be, Lon Molson is with me. We are in the corner. In fact, Lon is sitting in a chair in the corner. He is in the very corner of this brick building. As I stand on this little landing area with a metal railing, if I look straight to my left, is the benches for the teams. The Vikings are closest to me at the far end of the court from our vantage point. The Irish bench, Coach Wood and his staff watching Garfield Palouse warm up at the far end of the court in those white home uniforms with the red trim and the black numbers. There are six rows of bleachers. As I look to my left, the Irish fans are clumped into the area behind the Irish bench. And then across the court and directly below me right now, the Irish are warming up in the forest green road uniforms with the Vegas gold numbers trimmed in black. And so there's about eight rows of bleachers across the way. Steel beam rafters in this ceiling area. It's a fairly new gym. It's pretty old, but it's not like some of those really old gyms we see like up at Oaksdale with the old brick wall, the old cinder block walls and the stage at one end of the court. So Garfield Palouse really takes their basketball very, very, very seriously over the years. Years ago, when we come up here for football games, our locker room would be one of two auxiliary gymnasiums they have. So it's a B school. They've got this big full-size gym here with the full set of bleachers. And then across the other side of the campus, they have two full-size gyms just for practicing for high school and middle school. So three full-size gymnasiums here on this small school campus. They love their sports and especially their basketball program, and they are the great Wheat Division champions. The Sales boys, Thursday against Pomeroy, fast start, up 48-21 at the half. The first quarter score 21-10. They outscored Pomeroy 27-11, and it was over early against the number three team out of the Wheat Division. And they end up winning the ball game 77-46. Defense, which has been good all year, especially the second half of the season, very tough on the Pirates, holding them to just those 21 first half points. And they were able to get all 11 players a lot of playing time. Coach Wood felt that was very important because the Irish have dealt with a lot of illness in this month of January. It's been rare for them to have all their guys at practice. Cohen Wood, one of the Irish starters all season long, he did not suit up against Pomeroy on Thursday. But I was down at DeSales early, getting ready for the girls' game in the Irish gym last night. And the Irish boys were practicing, and it was really nice to see the whole complement of DeSales roster out there practicing. And they seem to be happy about that. And so it's nice to see them all together. They're healthy-ish, I would say. Anytime you have an illness that causes you to miss multiple days of school and games, takes your body a while to get back into shape. So hopefully the Irish can round into better conditioning as we progress into this postseason. Last week, the Irish four-game week, and they had a different leading score in all four of their games, all wins by the Irish. Spencer Green had a 23 against Walla Walla Valley Academy. Maddox Filan had 18 the next night. And they just did a great job. And then against Pomeroy, it was very balanced. Spencer Green, another 23 points, 12 in that first quarter when they got off the fast start. Maddox Filan, the 5'9 senior, 18 points in three Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes. And Caleb Bingham, who got a lot of minutes, especially in the second half, a the 6'1 junior off the bench, 10 points, and he had some great post moves down low. I asked him at practice, are you left-handed? And he said, no, I'm right-handed. All of his post moves inside, he would step to his right and then swing to his left and put it up softly with the left hand. So Coach Woods got some depth, and you need that in the postseason, especially if you're dealing with the illnesses that we are. And as I mentioned earlier, Garpal, they won Thursday on this court, but were down 41-35 after three quarters. They outscored Touche 21-10 in the fourth quarter to get the win. Touche missed a three-pointer that would have tied it with about 15 seconds to go, is my understanding. And then they had to foul, and Garfield Palouse hit a couple of free throws for the five-point advantage at the end of the ballgame. So it looks like the Grape Division, with three teams winning in the first round, and Touche having the number one team, Garpal, on the ropes through the fourth quarter. The Grape Division looks like maybe a little tougher, but you got to play the games. It'll be Garpal's 14-0 in the Wheat Division, taking on the Irish Boys, who were 13-1 in the Grape Division. When we come back after this timeout, we'll take a look at the rosters and get the starting lineups. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish! Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back. They got the warm-up time down to 2 minutes and hit it to zero, but we're still in good shape. Let's take a look at the Garpal lineup under head coach Jake Wells. These teams met last year in the league championship game. DeSales won that one 54-48. Garpal, I look at their roster, and they have two returning starters off that team and another player that played in the ball game. Their starters, Liam Cook, a 6'5 senior. He had 18 points against the Irish last year in that league championship game. Cooper Wells, a 5'9 sophomore, will start. Riley Pfaff, a 6'2 senior, he'll start. He played last year but didn't score. Carson Massengale Lust, that's a hyphenated name, 6'1 junior, will start. And Lane Collier, the 5'11 senior, he started last year and scored 12 points. For Coach Wood, he will start Spencer Green, the 5'10 senior. Spencer put 31 on the Vikings last year in that league championship game. Cohen Wood, a 6-foot junior, will start after coming back from that illness during the week. Maddox Phelan, the 5'9 senior, will start. He had 18 points in the win over Pomeroy. Malachi Raymond, a 6'2 junior, he had 8 versus Pomeroy, scored 14 points last year. And Manning Phelan, the 5'10 senior, will start this and round out the lineup. Yeah, go ahead.
Did you know that V.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Nick Lyons to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Nick Lyons at 102 West Main Street. Lyons Investment Planning, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Okay, we're ready to go. They pop that flag salute on me right away. Their flag comes down from the ceiling too, but it goes up really fast. It zipped right up there, and we're ready to go. Malachi Raymond, it's a jump it up against Cook. Malachi wins the tip in the backcourt to Spencer Green. Irish will work left to right from my vantage point. Maddox Filand gets it to the high post to Manning. Nobody open inside. Now to Malachi. Man-to-man defense by Garpal. They get it to Green. Green is stripped by Collier. Collier will come the other way and lay it in. So the Irish tried to set up Green on the left wing. Collier ripped the ball away from him and took it the other way. Garpal an early 2-0 lead. They get inside to Wood. Wood now over to Manning Filand. Up top it goes to Malachi. Malachi at the foul line area, left wing to Wood. Right on him is Massengale Lust. Wood fade away from 15, won't go. Rebound Collier. Long pass ahead to Massengale Lust. Behind the defense, he lays it in. So the Sales didn't get anybody back. Garpal's in your face, player to player defense. Collier is standing over on the sideline right in Green's face. Now they get it to Wood inside. Wood puts the shoulder down, puts it up off the glass. It won't go. Rebound Cook. All Garfield Palouse early. They look tough. They're at 4-0 with the ball. Cook swings it over to Wells. Wells in the left corner at the far end of the court to Massengale Lust. To Collier. Collier down low to Cook, and we've got a whistle on the entry pass as Cook and Raymond tangled up. That's going to be a foul on Malachi Raymond. So Garpal looking the part. They are ranked number 9 in the state. They're 16-5 overall, and they are all over the Irish early. They get down low to Cook. Gets Raymond in the air and lays it in with the hook shot. Cook back down Malachi. Pump fake, got Malachi in the air and laid it in. 6-0 Vikings. Off to a fast start. They get inside to Raymond. Kick out to Manning Filand. Manning on the drive. He's double teamed. Gets it back to Malachi to Filand. That's Maddox with a step back jumper from 17 feet. The Irish are on the board down 6-2. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Gone in the first quarter. In the front court to Cook. Irish show some token pressure. Irish trying to survive this early blitz as Garpal scored the first 6 points of the ball game. Now with it is Collier. Wood on Collier. In the right corner it goes to Massengale Lust. Now up top to Cook. Left wing with 12 on the shot clock. Shot won't go by Wells. We got a rebound foul inside, and that's going to be on. That foul's on Riley Pfaff. Irish down 6-2. 5:39 to go first quarter. Defense has been really on ball, physical for Garpal early. Green's got it. First time he's actually touched the ball. Get to Maddox Filand. Open from 15, or Manning, Malachi Raymond, 15-footer left elbow. In and out. Rebound Garpal. Malachi had that halfway down from the left elbow, but couldn't get it to go. Now Collier with it at the top of the key the other way. Outside the top of the key again to Cook. Cook trying to set a screen for Wells. Wells over to Pfaff. Irish seemed to have settled in a little bit defensively. Shot clock at 10 out near half court. With it is Maskell left. Now Collier with it. He'll shoot a three over Raymond. And he hits it. Hank Gordon, Edward Jones three. Lane Collier just beating the shot clock buzzer. And it's 9-2. Green drives, gets a baseline cut. And a pass, a lay-in, and he's fouled. So Spencer Collier's been right up in his face, whether it's over on the sideline, out of half court, wherever it is. And Spencer cut right behind him, and the Irish hit him with a nice pass. He lays it in, and he's fouled by Collier. So Collier's been tough early. A steal and a lay-in to open the game. A three-pointer. Spencer completes the three-point play. Irish down 9-5. Cross-court pass for Collier, stolen by Green. He'll fire the three. Off the mark, won't go. Maddox filing, has a rebound tipped away by Pfaff. The 6'2 senior knocked it away from the 5'9 senior. Garpal does have the height advantage. They get into front court to Wells. In the right corner, it goes to Massengale Lust. Back up to Collier. 9-5, Garpal with the lead. 4:24 to go first quarter. Wells will drive in. Puts it up short, way short. Rebounded out of there by Malachi Raymond. Ahead to Wood, behind the defense. Picks a tough shot. It won't go. Cohen going full speed. Was going underneath the backboard. Tried to get it up on the backboard. Couldn't do it. Tough break for the Irish. And there's a ball loose underneath the basket across the way. And it's last touched by DeSales as it goes out of bounds. 4:05 to go first quarter. DeSales down 9-5. Garpal with the ball. They get it inbounds to Pfaff. Pfaff in the right corner up top to Collier. He seems to be the guy who runs things and their best defensive player as well. He's got 5 points. They get it down low to Cook, the big 6'5 post player. Can't hit the shot. Gets his own rebound over Manning. Fire. He goes up with it, comes down with it. No travel call. Loose ball. Wood picks it up. The Garpal coaching staff wanted a foul. The Irish coaching staff wanted a travel call. Malachi Raymond with the left elbow. Off to Maddox Filand. Three on the way. Won't go. Get rebound by Manning Filand. Kick back out to Maddox. Maddox on the drive. He'll pull up from 15 and hit it. The Sales gets an offensive board, and then Maddox gets a second shot at and scores. We got a timeout on the floor. 9-7. Garpal with a 2-point lead. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Coach Wood, I think, called that timeout. It's a full timeout. The Sales blitzed early, down 6-0 early. The first basket of the game, Lane Collier stole the pass away from Spencer Green and laid it in. Garpal ended up scoring the first 6 points. The Irish now trail 9-7 after that Maddox Filand jumper from just above the foul line. He's got 4 points, does Maddox. So Spencer Green, certainly the focus of their defense after he put 31 points on Garpal last year. In the league championship game last year, Garpal was up on the Sales 31-27, and the Irish really clamped down on defense in the second half to win the ball game 54-48. Irish shows some three-quarter court pressure. Garpal gets it in front court. Neither team is substituted yet. Collier gets right to the foul line, takes a shot. Off the mark, rebound Maddox Filand. Actually, Mateo Jimenez has checked in, and now Filand has it stripped away from him, and Garpal will reset. So Jimenez has checked in for Manning Filand. Jimenez, a 6-foot freshman. Pass on the right wing to Pfaff. Now to the right elbow to Wells, trying to back in his defender. Now up top to Collier. Shot clock at 10, back to Wells. Wells on the drive, left side, puts up a tough left-handed shot, won't go. Rebound, battle, and it's chased down by Wells, and Wells will knock it off of Malachi Raymond. The 6'5 Liam Cook is making it tough on the boards for the Irish as he's keeping a lot of balls alive, and the Vikings have multiple offensive rebounds. Cook backing in on Malachi Raymond, leaves it short. Wells with another offensive rebound for the Garpal. Sales going to have to clean that up. There's a three-pointer on the way by Collier. Won't go, but the offensive rebound by Pfaff. It's off the mark. Jimenez has it. Boy, the Irish dodged several bullets on that possession. Maddox Filand trying to drive right side, cut off by Wells. Nobody picks up Jimenez. He'll lay it in. So Jimenez, the substitute, nobody picked him up. He caught the ball on the right wing. I got him. You take him. All the white shirts looked at him. He went in and laid it in and got fouled as he did so. So the game is now tied. So the Irish survive a long possession at the far end with several Garpal offensive rebounds. And now Jimenez has a chance to give the Irish a lead, and he'll make the free throw. 10-9, the Irish have their first lead. That Garfield Palouse foul, I didn't get it written. Who was that Garpal foul on?
Cooper Wells.
It was on Wells, his first. Third on the Vikings here in the first quarter. Irish show that three-quarter court pressure. Jackson Gazelle is now checked in as well for Coach Wood. Garpal yet to substitute. They get it to Cook at the elbow. No room to shoot. Now Wells will try to drive in. Cut off, kick out to Massengale Lust. Shot is short. Rebound Jimenez. Irish have the ball and the lead for the first time in this game. Up top to Malachi Raymond. Little head fake goes around. Cook goes up strong and lays it in. Malachi went right by the 6'5 Liam Cook at the top of the key, and the Irish have scored five in a row and lead it 12-9. Cross-court pass stolen by Malachi Raymond to Maddox Filan. The Irish on a nice push right now. In the corner to Gazelle. Back to Maddox Filan. Open for three. Got it. Lip City. Nothing but the bottom of the net. The Irish have scored eight in a row and lead it 15-9. First, Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three for the Irish. Minute 16 to go, first quarter. Nice response for DeSales after being down 6-0 in the first minute of the ballgame. Collier, left corner pass to Pfaff. Up top to Wells, back to Pfaff. Pass inside to Cook. Double team, kick out to Massengale Lust. Green right on him, four on the shot clock. Massengale Lust drives in strong. Shot at the mark, rebound Malachi Raymond. He's stripped, and the ball goes out of bounds off of Garpal. 54.8 seconds to go. DeSales was down 9-6. Maddox Filan made it 9-8. We took a timeout. So counting that two-point field goal for Maddox, the Irish are on a 9-0 run. Gazelle with the ball up top to Jimenez. Jimenez kick back out to Gazelle. Two players in the same spot, Gazelle and Raymond. But Gazelle cut off on the drive. Now Maddox Filan drives. Oh, he missed the lane. He had a good look. Now coming the other way is Collier. Collier goes up strong and he hits it. Collier gets from one end of the court to the other in a hurry. 11-15. DeSales up by four. Malachi Raymond, a little ball fake on Clark Cook out front. No room to shoot, though. Now Maddox Filan with it. He's on the drive. Wells cuts him off. Get to Jimenez. The Irish really spreading the floor on a little dribble drive. They want to get it to Green. Now they will. Collier really testing Green. They're going to play for the last shot. Green on the dribble trying to get by Collier. Now Cook on him. Green can't find room to shoot. He'll step around Collier and take a three. It won't go at the buzzer. That was actually Liam Cook, the 6'5 senior. So Garpal defended Spencer well. He couldn't find room to shoot, but DeSales, a 9-0 run late in that first quarter, and they lead 15-11 after 8 minutes from Garfield Palouse High School. You're listening to Irish postseason basketball on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla. Sweet Basil Pizzeria has offered New York-style pizza, stromboli, calzone, breadsticks, salads, and local beer and wines since 2005. Our hand-tossed dough is made daily, topped with the freshest ingredients from local farms, and then baked to perfection. Enjoy live sports, people watching from the window bar stools, or a warm summer evening on the outdoor patio with a glass of our house label wine. Browse our online menu at sweetbasilpizzeria.com and order with DoorDash. Sweet Basil Pizzeria. Add some slice to your life.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Garfield Blues will start the second quarter of the basketball. Down to my left, Irish lead at 15-11. Pass inside, stolen away by Jimenez. Mateo's given the Irish in good minutes. Coach Wood claps his hands as the Irish head into front court below our vantage point. Jake Warwick also in the game. He takes a shot. It's blocked out of there by Cook. And coming the other way is Massengale Lust. Now Cook is in the play, and he scores it. Liam Cook, the 6'5 senior, spotted that all the way into back court. He is a rangy big guy, and Green takes it right at him, though. Spencer got by Collier and went right at Cook and took it up and over him and put it in. Irish back up 17-13 a minute into this second quarter. Very competitive game. The Irish boys tied for the league title in the Grape Division, splitting games with Liberty Christian. Liberty Christian beat Garpal in the regular season. They get it down inside to Cook, and he lays it in. Teams trading baskets. Irish up 17-15. Up top it goes to Warwick. Cook on him as Malachi Raymond is getting a break. Jimenez on the drive. Left corner pass to Maddox Filan. Three on the way. He's got it. Maddox Filan rips City again. Nothing but net. His second, Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three in the Irish up 20-15. Collier hands it off to Wells. Garfield Palouse does have a reserve in now. Aiden Bassler, 6'1 seniors in the game. Now Spencer Green steals it away from Wells. We got a whistle and a foul called, and they say it's on Spencer. Huh.
Oh, he missed that one, buddy. That was.
I thought he was going to call it on Wells trying to get the ball back.
He should have.
Yeah, because there's.
Bad, bad call.
Yep. Oh, well. Spencer's going to sit down and take a break. Well, actually, no, we have a timeout. He was coming over the bench. They're all over the bench. 6:20 to go, first half. The Sails up 20-15. Timeout on the floor. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
So Garpal, after their head coach, Jake Wells, takes a timeout, they will inbound it. And Cooper Wells, the sophomore, will run the point things from the point guard as Collier is getting his first break. They get it to Bassler. Now over to Wells. Now on the baseline to Cook. Out top to Wells. Fires a three out the back iron. Won't go. Malachi Raymond with a strong rebound. Blocked out Cook nicely. Now to Wood in the front court. Over to Malachi. Malachi, one dribble, now gives it to Maddox. Maddox finds Green on the cut to the basket. He lays it in. DeSales spreading the floor, getting the cuts to the basket. Actually, Collier's still in the game. I thought he went out. I guess, and he probably won't go out. Irish up 22-15, down 6-0 early. Lead it 22-15 now, with 5.5 minutes to go, second quarter. Pass to Wells out near half court. Now left corner to Massengale Lust. Manning Filan's back in the ball game as Jimenez is getting a break. Manning on him down low to Cook. Cook lays it in. Maddox or Malachi Raymond got screened off and Cook got it. So the 6'5 senior has all six of their second quarter points on the baseline. Manning Filan can't hit the shot. Cook with the rebound. He's a 6'5 senior. He's tough to handle. He's got 8 points, all six of their points here in the quarter. Garpal with the ball. The Irish with a 22-17 lead. Wells gets it on the left wing to Bassler. Bassler, a senior. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 seniors on their roster. Now Collier open from the right elbow. He misses the shot. Rebound Cook. Got it over Filan. Puts a post move on and puts it up way too strong. Malachi Raymond with the rebound. Manning Filan's 5'10". Cook is 6'5". That's a tough matchup on the boards. Maddox Filan drives in, dumps it to Cohen Wood, and Cohen Wood is fouled hard from behind by Liam Cook. That's Cook's first foul. Nice drive by Maddox Filan. Drew the defense. Wood cut to the basket as Liam Cook, the shot blocker, was looking at a shot block on Maddox, and Maddox dumped it to Cohen, and then Cook turned and fouled him. Cohen will shoot 2 free throws. First one is good. The Sails a perfect 3 for 3 from the line so far. Garfield Palouse has not attempted a free throw. Cohen's first point of the game. Irish up 23-17. Up by 6. I think that's our biggest lead of the game. Cohen hits them both. We're now up by 7. Irish show full court pressure. They get it in bounds to Massengale. Lust back to Collier. Now the Irish will sag off. Wood meeting Collier as he comes across the timeline. Looks like the Irish are playing a little bit of a zone defense, maybe. Yes, they are. Kind of a 1-3-1 zone. So Garpal trying to figure it out. Coach Wood saying, we got to figure out a way to stop Cook. Now he gets in the low block, gets it to Collier. His shot is good from 8 feet. Nice execution by Garpal. Collier and Cook have all but 2 of the Garpal points. Maddox Filan on the drive in the corner to Manning Filan. 3 on the way, he's got it. Hank Gordon, Edward Jones, three. Rip City by Manning Filan. The Filan brothers have all three of the Irish three-pointers, and they lead it 27-19. Now they trap Collier out near half court. He throws it away, stolen by Manning Filan. Good defense by the Irish. The Sales can take a 10-point lead. There's Wood behind the defense. They hustle back. Now Malachi's got it. Gets it to Manning. A little bank shot. He lays it in. So DeSales beats the Vikings down the floor. Manning scores five in a row. The Irish lead it by 10. They were down 6-0 in the first minute plus of this ballgame. Wells on the drive. Gets all the way in the lane. He's stripped by Manning Filan. The Irish come the other way. Garpal hustles back. Maddox got it. Now to Spencer Green. He drives all the way down. Scoop to the hoop and scores. DeSales on a big run. They're up 31-19. Timeout. Garfield Palouse. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
I'm not very good at my math sometimes, but Garfal scored the first basket of the quarter to make it 15-13. And since then, the Irish have outscored them 16-6. Three-pointers by Maddox and Manning Filan, and then a steal off the press break, two steals and lay-ins, the last one by Spencer Green after Manning Filan sold the ball, and then Garpal throws it away. Wells threw it to Massengale Lust on the right wing, went right through his hands out of bounds. So DeSales is really getting after Garfield Palouse. Coach Wells is just walking away from the bench area down right below me now. They get inside to Manning Filan. He has it knocked away. Ball's loose, picked up by Massengale Lust. Now Collier into front court. 2:40 to go first half. Collier drives hard to the basket and lays it in. Collier has 11. Cook has 8. Only one other field goal. There's Cook knocking the ball away from Raymond. What loose ball picked up by Wells. Irish up 31-21, but Garpal getting on a little run here. Massengale Lust fires a three. He leaves it short. Rebound tipped and out of bounds off of Garfield Palouse. As Riley Pfaff, the 6'2 senior, tried to get it away from Mateo Jimenez, and he got a hand on the ball but could not control it. So the Irish, little 4-0 run by Garpal. The Irish try to answer back. Jimenez with it, gets it on the right wing to Green, has it knocked away by Collier. So Collier is the guy who's all over Spencer. He tried to kind of hide in the weeds and then steal that pass. Jackson Gazelle inbounding under the down to my left in front of the Garpal bench, and it's tipped away and off of Green out of bounds. So the Irish turn it over right in front of Lon and I's vantage point. The sales up 31-21, 2:08 to go first half. Irish got to finish the half strong. They've done a lot of work, down 6-0 early, and now they're up by 10. Cook at the elbow. Back up top, it goes to Pfaff. Pfaff, lob inside to Cook. Raymond on him, down low on the block. Tries to back in on him, puts up a tough shot, and scores it. Cook has the whole package in the low post. The 6'5 senior has 10 points. 23 for Garpal, 31 for the Irish. Gazelle in the corner to Manning Filan. Back up to Gazelle. Now to Raymond outside the arc. Cook on him. Now to Green. Green on the cut. Little 14-foot footer. Floater won't go. Spencer gets his own rebound. Finds Spence to Jimenez underneath. Between a double team, and he puts it in. Spencer Green attacking the basket. Missed a tough shot. Got his own rebound. And he got double teamed on the baseline. Then found Mateo open underneath. Irish up 33-23. A minute to go in the first half. Up top to Massengale Lust. Now to Wells at the top of the key. Cut off by Gazelle. Back to Massengale Lust. Now Collier with it. 10 on the shot clock. Collier on the drive. He traveled and got away with it. Shot it off the side of the backboard. Rebound Gazelle. They head to Green. Now to Malachi Raymond. Inside a minute to go in the half. Raymond to Filan. Back to Malachi. Cook's on. Cook wraps his arm around him. No call. Inside to Jimenez. Nice post move. Shot blocked. Picked up by Gazelle. Gazelle can't hit the shot. And it's going to go out of bounds off Gazelle.
Yeah, good job, Jackson.
Wild sequence. Malachi put a nice little move right down here in the corner, right below us, put a little move and got Cook in the air. Cook had him wrapped around, and the official's standing right there.
Yeah, they're getting a little lax.
Huh. 40 seconds to go in the half. Irish up 33-23. Garpow looks like they're going to be – they've been very deliberate, and then with about 10 seconds on the shot clock, they get it to Collier. They dump it down to Cook, knocked away by Malachi Raymond. Cook wanted a foul on the knockaway, none forthcoming. Now Garpow will inbound in the far right corner of the gym from my vantage point. 29.5 seconds to go in the half, 20 on the shot clock. They get to Cook. Back to Wells. Wells, a sophomore, shoots from the right elbow, and he hits it. Cooper Wells, first basket of the game. Irish lead is down to 8. 19 seconds to go in the half. Coach Wood wants one shot. Spencer Green's got it. Collier's right on him. Collier's been tough on him. Spencer's found a way. He'll get a screen, and now Spencer trying to get around. The defender can't do it. Get it to Malachi. Three on the way. Off the iron, won't go. Long rebound, 2 seconds. Collier will fire a three, and it's short. Garpal has defended the last shot of the quarter in the first and second quarter, but the Irish have an 8-point lead as they head across the way to their locker room. Garfield Palouse Vikings going right underneath where we're standing into their locker room. At the half in this semifinal contest in the Southeast 1B League Tournament, DeSales up 33-25 when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilbur Ellis spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Cool as cucumber.
We're back live at Garfield Palouse High School at the half. Lots of little kids lined up taking shots at both ends of the court. That's a lot of fun to see in these small community gymnasiums. DeSales down 6-0 right out of the chute at the start of this ball game, and then down 11-6, and then the Irish went on a 9-0 run when they were down 11-6 to lead 15-9. Then Garpow did score the last bucket of the first quarter, but the Irish went from down 6-0 and 11-6 to up by 4 at the end of the quarter. And then the second quarter, the Irish had a sequence where they really got the offense going as Garpow scored the first two of the first three field goals of the second quarter. Then Coach Wood's guys put on a little half-court kind of a trapping situation. Garpow broke the trap and hit a lay-in the first time. Then after that, DeSales got multiple steals, got the ball in transition. Maddox and Manning Phelan each hit Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes. Spencer Green was very good at driving to the basket. Irish have a very good second quarter. They outscore Garpow 18-14 in the quarter, lead 33-25 at the half. When we come back, we'll take a look at the Southeast 1B tournament bracket and where these teams will next play, depending on the outcome. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla.
Doyle.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@khssradio.com.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
3 out of 4 people who are acquiring a dog desire a puppy, but don't overlook adult dogs that may be unwanted or those among the many animals available through local shelters and purebred rescue organizations. Adult dogs are usually housebroken and are accustomed to a less rigorous feeding schedule than a puppy. Plus, adult dogs will require less of your energy to make them part of your family. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back at the halftime warm-ups, or the halftime break, here at Garfield Palouse High School. The Irish lead at this semifinal contest in the Southeast 1B Boys Basketball Tournament, 33-25 at the half. 4 teams from the Great Division, 4 teams from the Wheat Division were penciled into this bracket, 8 teams total. 5 of them will advance to district tournament play in 2 weeks up in Reardon. So the consequences of this game, the Sales Boys and Garpal. The winner will move to the league championship game, which will be played next Friday in Dayton at 7:30 p.m. The loser will head to Dayton on Wednesday and play, the loser of 5 versus winner of 8. So they will play either Dayton or Oaksdale, and that ball game is not a loser out game. So the Irish boys and the Garpal boys will each play at least one game in Dayton. Sunnyside Christian and Liberty Christian in an all-great division semifinal. That'll be played in Richland tonight. Touche and Pomeroy are playing a loser-out game at Pomeroy, and Dayton is at Oaksdale in a loser-out game. The girls had their season ended at DeSales in a loser-out game against Tico Rosalia last night. Nick Hazeltine's squad ends up 11-11 on the season. That's a look at the brackets. And we'll be back with halftime stats and second half action. DeSales up by 8, 33-25 in Palouse, where you're listening to it on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish! KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Now the tail of the tape for the first half in this Irish lead of 33-25. Garfield Blues' head coach Jake Wells got 6 players in the ballgame. 2 points for Cooper Wells, 2 for Massengale Lust, 10 for Liam Cook, the 6'5 senior, and Lane Collier, the 5'11 senior, 11 points. So Collier and Cook have 21 of their 25 points. DeSales, Coach Woods got 8 players in the ballgame, and 6 of them have scored points. 2 for Cohen Wood, 2 for Malachi Raymond, 5 for Manning Phelan, 5 for Mateo Jimenez, 9 for Spencer Green, and 10 for Maddox Phelan. The Irish have hit 3 Hank Warden Edward Jones threes. The Vikings have hit just 1 3-point field goal, that by Lane Collier early in the first quarter. So the Irish have the balanced scoring and the 8-point lead. Irish are 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Garpal has not gone to the free throw line. Only 6 total fouls called in this game so far. They're letting them play, Lon.
Yes, they are, Coach. But it's pretty clean. They've just been out of position a couple times.
Yeah.
Things will go our way. It usually goes around and
evens out.
Evens out.
Yeah. So last year, these teams played in the league championship game. It was Garpal with the halftime lead of 4. DeSales with the second half comeback to win the league championship 54-48. DeSales now has the 8-point lead. They'll start the fourth quarter, the second half with the ball. I wish it was the fourth quarter already. Maddox Phelan gets it to Wood. Nobody open inside. Now back to Maddox. Gets it to Spencer Green. They send 2 players at him. They are not going to let Spencer beat him. Maddox on the drive. Gets it to Malachi. Open from a 15-footer straight away. Ball's off the mark. Rebound tip controlled by Cook. So the Irish run a pattern from the far end of the court on offense. Garpal shuts them down. Up top it goes to Pfaff. Pfaff to Massengale Lust. Lust to Wells. Stolen away by Maddox Phelan. Collier's back. Maddox will drive in on him. Goes up strong.
Oh my.
Can't hit the shot. A lot of contact. No call. Rebound Green. Green in the corner gets it to Malachi. Stolen by Collier. Collier heads the other way. He hits it. He's fouled. Lane Collier. He's a tough player. Interesting, though, Maddox is going for the lay-in against Collier. A lot of contact, no call.
Yep.
He's a great player, though. He stole it away, anticipated the pass to Malachi. Then he comes the other way, and Manning definitely did foul him from behind. The free throw's off the mark, though. So Garpal gets their first free throw attempt of the game and don't make it. The Irish want to run after the rebound. Spencer Green gets it to Wood. Garpal hustles back. Now Manning, finally to Maddox,
holy
and he's
cow.
Contacted hard by Wells. Wells has collided with a couple of Irish players. He got caught that time, his second foul of the ball game. So after only 6 fouls in the whole first half, each team has picked up a foul here early. Irish inbound it down the other end of the court. Their lead is down to 6 at 33-27. Their biggest lead of the game, I think, was 11. 10 for sure. In the corner to Manning Phelan. Manning gets by one player. Gets Cook in the air. Puts up a tough shot. Won't go. Malachi Raymond takes the rebound. His shot is blocked by Cook. Cook is all over the place. Up to Wells. His shot blocked by Maddox Phelan. Now Green has the outlet, and he's fouled. They are really focused on taking the ball away out of Green's hands every time he touches it. And Massengale Lust picks up his first foul.
He doesn't blow his whistle very often, but when he does, he gets it right.
Yeah, Maddox Phelan, the block shot in transition.
Yeah, that was a dandy.
And Cook has several block shots in this game, the big 6'5 senior. Down low to Wood. He's double-teamed, cross-court pass to Maddox. Irish have not scored here in the third quarter. Up top to Manning. Manning tries to drive on Pfaff. Gets around and gets him up in the air, and he's fouled. He got him up in the air, didn't take the shot, and then Pfaff came down on him. And that's Pfaff's second foul. So 4 fouls in the first minute and a half of the second half after only 6 fouls in the first half. So the officials talk some things over. They get down low to Manning Phelan, wide open inside. He snuck in front of Massengale Lust. Good pass by Spencer Green. Manning with the finish. Irish up 35-27. DeSales showing that three-quarter court trap. Garpal had a little trouble with that for a moment in the second quarter. Now Wells gets it across the timeline to Collier. Collier goes baseline on Green. He's trapped, gets in the corner to Wells. Over to Massengale Lust. In the post to Pfaff. Stripped by Raymond. Maddox Filand has a loose ball. Raymond's got it. Goes ahead of the pack and lays it in. DeSales with the steal. Malachi Raymond with the breakout. Maddox Filand found him. Irish up by 10 again. 37-27 after the Vikings had got it down to 6. Collier drives with the right elbow. No room to shoot. Up top to Cook. Cook gives it off to Massengale Luss. Garpal on offense directly below our vantage point. This landing in the corner of the gym. Left corner pass now, Massengale Luss. Alley-oop to Cook. Cook's shot won't go. Follow up by Massengale Luss, or by Pfaff won't go. Rebound, Manning Filand. Boy, a pretty play, but fortunately the Vikings.
Oh, my.
Manning Filand went by Pfaff, and Pfaff just. That was a good football play. Pfaff just chested him and knocked him out of bounds, and that's 3 fouls on Riley Pfaff. To Sales. Their hands are too quick for Garpal right now, and their feet are too quick. Pfaff sits down with 3 fouls. He's frustrated as he comes to the bench. Malachi Raymond at the top of the key with the ball. Right corner pass to Green. Collier on him. Green will shoot the 3 over him. Off the rim, short. Rebound, Collier. Collier dribbling against Filand. Goes up strong, got a whistle and a reach-in foul before the shot. It was a lay-in. He made it, but a nice foul by Maddox out front. That's Maddox's first foul. Garpal will inbound under their own basket. I'm looking straight down the baseline at Collier as he gets ready to inbound. Watch for Cook. He's 6'5". He's camped out right in the middle of the key. Malachi Raymond knocks it away from him. He gets it back, but now he's all the way out past the elbow. Good defense by Malachi. Malachi has quick feet, quick hands, and now Massengale Lust on the drive leaves it short. We've got a whistle, and they're going to call goaltending. As Malachi Raymond blocked the shot at the edge of the rim, that's unfortunate because that ball was not going to go in. But a goaltending call on Malachi Raymond. 37-29, Irish up by 8. You don't see that call much in small school, high school basketball.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Was it?
The ball has to be above the rim.
Yes.
In the corner to Maddox Filand. 3 on the way, won't go. Malachi Raymond gets the rebound away from Cook. Kick out to Maddox. They'll reset. Now to Manning Filand. Back to Malachi. Cook on him. Back to Maddox. Maddox on the drive on Wells. Step back from the right elbow. Off the iron. Won't go. Rebound Collier inside. 4:18 to go. Third quarter. DeSales up 37-29. Low scoring third quarter. Collier spins in the lane and lays it in. Went right by Spencer Green. 15 points for Collier. Timeout DeSales. 37-31. Garpal has it down to 6. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The Sales up by 8 at the half. They now lead by 6, and Lane Collier's been tough. He's been playing very good defense on Spencer Green. Spencer does have 9 points, but Collier has 7 in the first quarter, 4 in the second quarter for 11 at the half, and he's hit 2 buckets here in the third quarter. He is a competitor. He's a very solid player on their football team as well. So Coach Wood, not liking the way things are going, called the timeout. The Irish offense seems a little out of sorts. Some of the shots that were falling in the first half aren't now, as Garpal seems to have turned up the heat defensively a little bit, similar to the way the game started. They get to Green, left wide open for 3, and he hits it. And just like that, they don't guard Spencer Green on the inbound. The first pass went in, and Spencer hits the Hank Warden Edward Jones 3. Nice gift. There, Irish up 40-31. Irish playing man-to-man defense. In the right corner, Collier, deep 3 over Malachi Raymond. Shot won't go off the rebound. Rebounded by Cohen Wood, and we've got a whistle. And
it must have hit the support.
Oh, hit the support wire above the basket on the high carom.
Yeah.
All right, DeSales basketball. That's all that matters. 3:40 to go, third quarter. Irish up 40-31. Maddox Filand goes right by Wells and lays it in. Liam Cook at 6'5 was under the basket, but he did not see the ball. Maddox got by Wells, and it was an easy lay-in as Cook never saw Maddox coming. Irish have scored 5 in a row out of the timeout and have an 11-point lead. 3-pointer on the way by Wells. Won't go. Rebound tip Malachi Raymond's got it. He's racing up the court. He finds Wood underneath. He won't shoot it. Kick out to Green. Green jump stop. Goes baseline. Scoop to the hoop. Tough shot. Won't go. Malachi Raymond with the tip in. A scoop to the hoop on a nice-looking move by Spencer. It rolled off, and Malachi was right there to tip it in. DeSales has scored 7 in a row. After Garpal was down 6, the Irish have it back up to a 13-point advantage at 44-31. 2:54 to go, third quarter. Collier to Wells, splits the defense. Shot blocked by Manning Filan, and a foul's going to be called on Manning Filan. I think the block with the hand was clean, but Malik Manning's body knocked Wells to the ground. And so Manning's first foul, and Wells will be at the free throw line. The Vikings 0-for-1 for the game at the line. They did not shoot a free throw in the first half. Wells hits the first free throw. He's got 3 points. That stops a 7-0 run for the Irish, or 8-0 run, I think. 44-32 to sales. Wells, second one's off to Mark Spencer Green with the rebound. Has it taken away from behind him. He hits the deck. Collier's got it. He fires a three. It's off the mark. Tipped by Cook. Won't go. Rebound still being tipped. Maddox Filan has it. Oh, boy, the Irish got a break there. There was some contact there on the vertical jumps for that rebound. Green ended up on the floor. No call. Now pass on the baseline to Malachi Raymond. Backing on Cook. No room to shoot. Kick out the Wood. Three on the way. Got the back iron. Won't go. Rebound Collier. Irish up 44-30. That would have been a nice one to hit, huh? We're still up by 12, though, after the Vikings had it down to 6. Collier trying to back in Raymond, but he's all the way out past the top of the key. Now he gets to the works his way to the foul line, leaves it short. Spencer Green with the rebound. Outlet to Maddox. Collier gets back. Maddox will size him up and now pass it back to Cohen. They'll set up the offense. Green on the drive. Dumps it to Manning. Filan gets two players in the air and lays it in. Spencer Green, penetration through the defense. Nice assist to Manning Filan, who finishes it, and the Irish are back up by 14, 46-32. 1:48 to go, third quarter. Maddox Filan slaps it away from Collier. Over on the far sideline, Collier just kind of got a little lazy with the dribble, and Maddox says, not in front of me. So they'll be set, and now Manning Filan checks out, and Mateo Jimenez checks in. Bassler has come in for Garpal, as Pfaff has been out of the game with those fouls. Shot from the corner by Collier. Won't go. Rebound Malachi Raymond. Watching him and Cook go high for rebounds is fun to watch. Cook at 6'5", Malachi at 6'2", but he can leap with them. They swing at the Filan. Three on the way. Won't go. Rebound Jimenez. Jimenez is stripped and he's fouled. Going up for the shot. Mateo Jimenez, the freshman, the 6-foot freshman, a difference maker when he comes in the ballgame. He can leap, and he got fouled on the putback attempt by Wells, and that's 3 on Wells, and Mateo will shoot 2 free throws. Nope. Mateo's first one is off the mark. Mateo 1-for-1 at the line in the first half. He's got 5 points. Irish up 46-32, 14-point lead. I think this is their biggest lead of the game. We'll try to make it 15. Jackson Gazelle is going to come in as Cohen Wood gets a break. Jimenez misses both free throws. Rebounded by the Vikings. 1:19 to go, third quarter. Vikings got it down to 6 after the 8-point Irish halftime lead. Then DeSales went on a nice run, and they've kept it double digits for most of the quarter. Inside to Cook. Cook is fouled. We'll take that foul, though. Cook, who had 10 first-half points, that's his first touch. They've really shut him down inside. And the foul is on Malachi Raymond, his number 12.
Oh, really? That should have been on Mateo, but...
Well, they say number 12's third foul, but that's not correct. They say it's on Malachi Raymond. I only have Malachi for 2.
No, that was on my...
What? Okay, so they said Malachi Raymond on the PA. The scoreboard says number 12, and we don't have a number 12.
Yeah.
And Cook hits the second one. He missed the first one. So we'll have to get that clarified, who that foul is on. Irish up 46-33. Maddox Filan at the top of the key. Get to Green. Collier comes at him at the three-point line. On the drive, swing left wing to Gazelle. Three on the way. Off the iron. Won't go. Rebound tip. Controlled by Garpal. 46-33 Irish. We're inside a minute to go. Third quarter. 46 seconds and counting. Green strips Collier at the top of the key. Green the other way. Two players hustle back. Spencer lays it in.
Baby.
Collier stole it from Spencer in the first half. Spencer gets him back in the third quarter. 48-33. Irish up by 15. 33 seconds to go in the third. High post pass to Cook. Jimenez on him. Cook gets two players in the air, takes a shot, scores it. Malachi and Jimenez both left their feet. Coach Wood says, stay on the ground. That's Cook's first field goal in the second half. Irish can play for one shot. Let's see if they do. It hasn't worked very well in the first half. Maddox finally down low, gets it to Gazelle. Gazelle now gets it to Maddox. He'll fire three, 6 seconds to go in the quarter. He hits it. They denied Spencer Green the ball, so Maddox says, I'll hit my third. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. Garpal can't hit a shot to end the quarter. DeSales, biggest lead of the game, 51-35 with 8 minutes left when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The Sales outscores Garpal 18-10 in a third quarter that ups their 8-point halftime lead to 16 points. That's something's wrong with that. 8-10, I got my math screwed up. There's Wells with a three to start the fourth quarter. Rebound tipped and out of bounds off Garpal. 3, 5, 7, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18 for DeSales. That's right. 2, 3, 4, 6, 8, 10. That's right for Garpal. Okay. We're up by 16.
Take some time off the clock.
They get Wood inside, dumps it to Raymond on the baseline. Now to Manning filing, cutting to the basket. He lays it in. DeSales doing a really nice job spreading the floor against the man-to-man defense. Well, Liam Cook had 10 first-half points. Lane Collier had 11 in the first half. But DeSales, as a team, are putting it on Garpal right now. 53-35, their biggest lead of the game. 7 minutes to go. Garpal had the big comeback against Tucci on the first night of the tournament. They get it down low to Collier in traffic, a reverse lay-in. Nice shot by Collier.
Yes,
he's
was.
Got 17 points now. They get it to the elbow to Raymond. Kick back out to Wood. Ball fake. Gets to the elbow. Back up top now to Maddox Filon. He'll try the drive to the left elbow. Up top to Wood. Plenty of time on the shot clock. Irish with a 16-point lead, 53-37. Green on the drive. Finds Manning Filon wide open underneath. Lets two players go by. Gets the ball stripped. Kicked back out to Spencer. Three on the way. Off the iron won't go. Rebound tip controlled by Cohen Wood. Boy, to sail. Manning Filon was wide open. He's just got to take that shot. They kick it back in the corner to Wood. Three on the way. Won't go. Goes right to Malachi Raymond, who lays it in. Nobody blocked out Malachi. The Irish ball, the ball bounces the Irish way there. They're back up 55-37. 6:18 to go in the ball game. The winner will go to the league championship game Friday in Dayton. The loser will fall into the loser's bracket. Collier for three. It's off the mark. Rebound battle inside. Pfaff has it. He loses it. He gets it back. Now Wells got it. He puts up a 15-footer. Won't go. Manning Filon tips the ball away from a Garpal player, and we've got a whistle and a foul. Garpal is turning up the physicality. The Irish are handling it well. And that foul is on Riley Pfaff, the 6'2 senior's fourth foul. And Liam Cook will come out for the first time. He's expending a lot of energy. The Irish are wearing him out. He's frustrated. 10 first half points, only one field goal in the free throw so far in the second half. Maddox on the drive. Cutoff gets it to Manning. Now to Wood. Wood drives left, right side, puts up a little five-footer. He's got it. The Irish just spreading the floor, and their five guys finding the mismatch and scoring buckets. Irish have opened up a 20-point lead. They were down 6-0 to start this game, and there's the ball knocked away from Collier. Maddox finally gets a loose ball, and there's a foul on Pfaff, and that's five on Pfaff. So Collier had the ball knocked away from him. He's normally a really good ball handler, but the loose ball got picked up by Maddox, and Riley Pfaff fouls out with 5:28 to go in the ball game. Does not score a point in the ball game. DeSales now with a 20-point lead, 5:26 to go. Down low to Manning Filand. On him is Bassler. That gets Bassler in there, puts the shot up and in. DeSales really getting after him. Liam Cook is still on the, no, he's back in. The 6'5 senior came in when Pfaff fouled out, but Manning's now in double figures with 13 points. DeSales has three players in double figures. Wells at the half court circle. Maddox Filand right on him. DeSales up by 22. Collier on the baseline, short. Rebounded by Massengale Luss. He backs in on Raymond, puts up a tough shot, in and out, rebound Raymond. Raymond has it stripped, but it goes right to Cohen Wood. The Irish in control right now, up 22 with the ball. Defense, they've held the Gar Powell Vikings to just 12 points here in the second half, up 59-37. Right wing pass goes to Filand, down low to Manning Filand, gets the ball on the right block, kicks it up off the glass and in. Manning Filand, nice soft finish. And a timeout, Garfield Palouse. DeSales has ripped it wide open here in Palouse, Washington, against the Gar Powell Vikings. 61-37 Irish when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Change is inevitable, and the change of life events is something we all live through, whether it's the joy of a new marriage or partnership, or the stress and emotion of arranging long-term care for a parent. Financial advisor Nick Lyons of D.A. Davidson is committed to providing trusted advice through life's key moments. Life changes fast. Lyons Investment Planning is ready to help. Visit Nick at 102 West Main Street, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM. Wow.
Well, there are a lot of formulas for success during a season, especially in the postseason. Fast start, strong finish. The Irish are down 6-0 early, but end up leading 15-11 at the end of the first quarter, and strong finish. The Irish come out into the fourth quarter already leading 51-35, and the Irish have outscored Gar Powell 10-2 here in the first 3 minutes and 33 seconds of the fourth quarter to take their lead from 16 up to 24. With 4:27 to go, Coach Jake Wells, the timeout, and Long. We're finishing our shots from the inside.
Yes,
everybody's
we
finishing.
Are. About time, doggone them.
We had a lot of games this year. We found ways to win, but missed a lot of inside shots. They set up a three-point attempt for Collier off the inbound. He can't hit it. Rebound Spencer Green. Green, Wood, Maddox Filand, Malachi Raymond, and Manning Filand. They get inside to Manning Filand. He loses the handle on the ball. Massengale Lust has it. Here comes Gar Powell the other way. Maddox Filand cuts him off. Down low to Cook. Cook backing in on Manning Filand. Manning stays on his feet. Tough shot. Won't go, but he's fouled. Manning kept his hands up, but Cook got the call. Cook was their guy in the second quarter. He had 8 points in that second quarter, and they go back to him there. The 6'5 senior, 10 first half points, 3 in the second half. Manning's second foul. No DeSales player with more than 2 fouls. Cook hits the first free throw. He's got 14. 17 for Collier. 14 for Cook right now. But the rest of the Vikings, just a total of 5 points. The Irish, very balanced scoring. Cook's second free throw is also good. Expect full court press from Gar Powell. Here it comes. Green looks at a double team, gets it to Wood. To Maddox Filand. Back to Wood. Back to Maddox. Into front court. The Irish break the press. Maddox on the drive, left side, cut off, kick out to Manning. Manning throws a wild pass behind Wood, and Wood will pick it up and then lose it out of bounds. Boy, they weren't going to call over and back.
I guess not. Must have been tipped. Boy, I mean, that was.
I think Cohen thought it was going to be over and back. He kind of lackadaisically picked it up and then dropped it. But either what? So the Irish turn it over. 22-point lead, 3:42 to go. Collier drops the ball. It goes right to Spencer Green. Cook. Pass it off to Collier.
Wow.
There's a foul on Collier.
So, all right.
So Cook got the inbound pass. He just tossed it back to Collier, who wasn't ready. It bounced off his knee right to Spencer, and they foul Spencer as he heads the other way. The foul is on Collier, so both teams sloppy after the last timeout. Malachi Raymond fakes a little pass and then goes right to the lay-in. That's the old split the post. Malachi at the top of the key with his back to the basket. Maddox came around him. He acted like he was going to hand it to him and just took off to the basket. Uncontested 10 points now for Malachi. Irish up 63-39. Massengale lost. Three-point attempt blocked by Green. Loose ball picked up by Wood. Yeah. Collier all over Wood right below us. No call. Call the foul. Boy, there's a big collision there, and they finally call it. The Garpal fans don't like it. Bassler just blocked Maddox Feiland. Maddox stiff-armed him back. Now the Garpal fans are upset. Well, they should be upset. They're down by 24 points.
That was a makeup call.
Inbound to Maddox Feiland. Irish, there's a ball tipped away from Maddox. Now, DeSales has committed four fouls. 3 minutes to go in the ball game, so Garpal will shoot free throws for the rest of the ball game on all Irish defensive fouls. Garpal has committed only one foul here in the fourth quarter.
Oh, hang on.
And there, Wood has it stripped away by Bassler. Bassler, another senior. They have six seniors on their roster. And now Bassler has it knocked away by Raymond. Spencer Green gets it, spins away from Collier, and lays it in. Malachi with the steal. Collier tried to steal it back from Spencer. He lays it in. Irish up 65-39, and there's Collier. Gets his shot blocked, but he's fouled. The Irish are juiced up right now. We're a little juiced up here in the radio perch. And Spencer Green, you don't want to block. Foul a three-point shooter. I don't know if they're going to count it a three-point shot.
I thought he was inside.
Yeah, we got a timeout on the floor. DeSales up 65-39. We're down to 2:36 to go. Lane Collier for Garfield Palouse will be at the free throw line when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com. Located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, we'll see if they're going to give Collier two free throws or three free throws. They're saying three free throws. So Collier will get three opportunities here with 2:36 to go in the ballgame. He hits the first one. He's got 18 points. He leads all scorers, but DeSales has Spencer Green with 16, Maddox Feiland with 15, Malachi Raymond with 10, and Manning Feiland with 15 points. Collier hits the second one. So it's been a little hectic. The Irish are really fired up until this. They've still held Garpal with just one field goal in the fourth quarter. But Collier hits all three free throws. He's a player. Now they come in full court press. They get it to Maddox Feiland. Maddox into front court. Left wing to Green. Wide open for three. Got it! Rip City! A dagger against Garpal. Spencer's got 19. 68-42. 2:20 to go in the ballgame. Not quite turn out the lights time, but it's getting close. Collier can't find room against Green's defense. On the drive. Oh, he traveled.
Wow.
He did that Euro step, took another step, lost the ball off the netting, and I think we have a technical foul on Garfield Palouse's coach, right? A warning, a bench warning.
They
inbound it to Wells, back to Collier. Collier fires a three over Maddox Feiland off the rebound.
Holy
rim
cow.
Won't go. Rebound spent Cohen Wood, and it'll be out of bounds to DeSales. I think it was off Cohen Wood. But it was definitely a push in the back foul, so
they
don't call the foul, which is fine. Garpal only has two fouls. I don't know if they're going to start fouling on purpose or not, or just say, we'll live to play another day. And it looks like that's what they're going to do. Maddox Feiland drives in. He's fouled with 1:51 to go. Garpal's guys, the body language is telling.
12 or 13.
And the foul is on Wells. That's his fourth. And Maddox Feiland will go to the free throw line with 1:51 to go. DeSales, 4 for 6 at the line. Maddox hits the first one. Maddox has 16 now. The scoring balance of DeSales, I mentioned it in the pregame. Last week was a four-game week to end the regular season. The Irish won all four games including beating Liberty Christian on their home floor for their only loss of the season. And the Irish had a different leading score in every one of those games. It's not just the Spencer Green show. And there's a push up by Collier. He can't hit the shot. Rebound Gazelle. Gazelle will wrap it up and get it to Maddox Filan. We're down to 140 to go. The Irish up by 28 points.
And Mr. Sales, Collier's getting a little testy.
Yeah, they get it into Green. No room to shoot. He'll get it back up to Mateo Jimenez. Now to Gazelle. 15-footer straight away. Won't go. Rebound Bassler. Bassler to Collier. Thing about the postseason, you might meet these guys somewhere else down the road, but it won't be in the league tournament. It could be at the state tournament. Or they swing it over to Wells. Wells to Collier. 8-footer partially blocked by Jimenez. Picked up by Cook. Cook turns inside, puts up strong, too strong rebound Malachi Raymond. Now Collier just shoves Malachi out of the way to get to play defense on Green. No call. Into front court now is Maddox Fidham. Inside a minute to go, DeSales can just pass it around the horn. And they are taking their time. And DeSales boys comes on the now. Maddox Fidham will fire the three. It won't go. Malachi Raymond gets the rebound. Knocked away by Bassler. Bassler's going to come the other way. Bassler, a runner in the lane. It's in and out. Stays out. Rebound Jimenez. 34 seconds to go. DeSales boys are going to go to the league tournament championship game for the third year in a row. They don't need to shoot it. Maddox Filan will dribble it out. Actually, they do have to shoot it. 15 on the shot. I had the two clocks mixed up. Green checks the clock, shoots a 15-footer. He's got it.
Big Red's going to do it.
Spencer Green, 21 points, shooting it up and in over Collier. Those guys shook hands earlier after Spencer fouled them shooting that three. Collier will fire it up, and it won't go, and that's the ball game. The Sales boys down 6-0 early, and then a constant progression of domination towards the mid-third quarter to the end of the ballgame. DeSales wins it by 30 on the road at Garfield Palouse, 72-42. We'll be back with the happy totals on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla. Sweet Basil Pizzeria has offered New York-style pizza, stromboli, calzone, breadsticks, salads, and local beer and wines since 2005. Our hand-tossed dough is made daily, topped with the freshest ingredients from local farms, and then baked to perfection. Enjoy live sports, people watching from the window bar stools, or a warm summer evening on the outdoor patio with a glass of our house label wine. Browse our online menu at sweetbasilpizzeria.com and order with DoorDash. Sweet Basil Pizzeria. Add some slice to your life.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street, at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM. Yeah.
We're back live to wrap things up here from Palouse, Washington. A late afternoon ball game, midday road trip, and the Irish fans and the Irish radio announcers are rewarded with a very solid effort from DeSales. Garfield Palouse, the Wheat Division champion, ranked number 9 in the state, 16-5 on the season. DeSales came out, start the ball game. controlled the opening tip. Spencer Green got the ball stolen away from him by Collier, who went down and laid it in, if I recall. And Garpow would score the first 6 points of the game. The Sails settled down, got a bucket, and then it was 11-6 Garpow with about 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Spencer, and it was actually 11-4, and then Maddox Filan hit a bucket to make it 11-6. Coach Wood called the timeout, and then the Irish outscored the Vikings 7-0 to end the first quarter. They went from down 11-6 during that timeout to up 15-11 at the end of the first quarter. And in a back-and-forth second quarter, the Sails got points from five different players, including Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes from Maddox Filan and Manning Filan, to outscore Garpow 18-14 to lead by eight at the half. Garpow scored right before the half to cut an Irish 10-point lead down to eight. Then in the third quarter, the Sails defense really began to show up, and their offense had been pretty present most of the game after that slow start in the first couple minutes. Irish outscored Garpow 18-10, and then strong finish in the fourth quarter. They hold Garfield Palouse to one field goal in the final 8 minutes, outscore Garpow 21-7, and win it by 30 points, 72-42. The Sails record goes to 19-3. Garfield Palouse falls to 16-6. We're going to take one more quick break, and then we're going to bring you the back with the individual totals and wrap things up. From Palouse, Washington, you're listening to Irish Basketball on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilburella spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
KHSS2.
You can count up how many of those guys have.
Oh, okay. It's right here.
We're back live. And to wrap things up, Irish win at 72-42. I gave you the scoring summary. Now let's look at the individual totals. First for Garfield Palouse and their head coach, Jake Wells. Coach Wells got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 players in the ball game. Yeah, just 6 guys played. Yeah. They did not have the depth. Their only sub was Aiden Bassler. So the Irish depth, a big part of this win. 6 players played. 4 of them scored points. 3 for Cooper Wells. 1 field goal and a free throw. 4 for Carson Massengale-Luss. He had a 2-point field goal in the first quarter. And then a goaltending call against Malachi Raymond gave him a bucket in the third quarter for his 4 points. And then 15 points for Liam Cook. But Liam Cook, the 6'5 senior, had 2 in the first quarter. He had 8 in the second quarter, 10 at the half. The Irish defense really clamped down on Cook. He got frustrated there sometime late in the third quarter. He was walking right towards where we are to go sit on the bench, and he just had frustration written all over his face as he makes just 1 field goal and 3 of 4 free throws in the second half, as the Irish really clamped down on him. And Lane Collier, the 5'11 senior, he is a player. 7 in the first quarter, 4 more in the second, 4 more in the third, and 5 points in the fourth quarter, including 3 for 3 from the line when Spencer Green fouled him shooting 3. And he and Spencer had a nice battle. Collier leads the Vikings in scoring. 35 points between Liam Cook and Lane Collier. 7 points from the rest of the Vikings. So a 2-man show for Garpow and the Irish. As we go through their totals, you'll see it was the whole team. Everybody that got in contributed for the Irish in some way. Garpal goes 7 of 10 from the free throw line, all in the second half. There are only 6 fouls called between the two teams in the first half. I forgot to total up my fouls. 9, 11, 12, 14 fouls altogether against Garpal. And the lead got away from them so fast, mid-third quarter to mid-fourth quarter, that the Garpal was never really in a position to foul intentionally to put the Sales at the line. Totals for the Irish as they go to 19-3 on the season. For their 72 points, Coach Wood got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 players in the ballgame. 6 of them score points. 4 for Cohen Wood. 5 for Mateo Jimenez, the 6-foot freshman, really worked hard on the boards when he was in there. And then 4 DeSales players in double figures. 10 for Malachi Raymond, 8 in the second half. So Malachi really battled with the 6'5 Liam Cook. Cook won the first half scoring-wise against Malachi, outscoring Malachi 10-2 in the first half, but Malachi got him 8-5 in the second half. But Malachi had a great team around him. 15 points for Manning Filan. Manning didn't score in the first quarter, but Manning was a guy who finished his shots inside. And that's been an area of struggle for Manning all season long. He's undersized for a post player, but makes a lot of really nice moves. But during the regular season, he had trouble finishing his shot, but not tonight.
He came through tonight. He stepped up his level of play.
He really went after Liam Cook inside, as did Malachi. I think that was a big secret for the, I don't know, secret, but Manning, Filan, and Malachi Raymond in the low post. Liam Cook is a shot blocker for sure, but they kept attacking him. They wore him out at the defensive end, which made it hard for him to execute on the offensive end. I know as a football coach, I sometimes look, who's their best offensive player? And then you find where he is on defense, and you go at him all you can to wear him out. And that's what they did to Liam Cook inside. So Manning with 15 points, and then his brother Maddox, 17 points. Maddox scores in every quarter. He has 3 Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes, and including one to end the third quarter. And he was a 2-for-2 from the free throw line for 17 points. And Spencer Green, right from the start, he was the focus of their defense. No matter where he went in the front court, Collier was right in his face. Collier stole the ball from him on the opening possession, and Spencer really had to work for his points. He drove to the basket. He passed to other players. He scored 9 in the first half, and he scored, now I can't do my math. He scored 13 in the second half. He finished strong. His fourth quarter was his best quarter, as he had 7 points in the fourth quarter. He ended up hitting 2 Hank Warden Edward Jones threes. So 4 players in double figures for DeSales, and that was a big difference, all that balance. 6 of 8 free throw shooting for the Irish. Garpal, as I mentioned, 7 of 10. Both teams shot well from the line. The Irish committed just 6 fouls in the ballgame. I'm sure that was a source of consternation for the Garpal faithful as they committed 14. Well, Lon, I gave you the player of the game sheet from the whole season. We figured we had at least a three-way tie, so I said we'll figure out who has the fewest.
Okay. Mr. Green has 5, and Manning and Maddox are tied with 2, and because Manning finished so well and used the backboard, I only remember maybe 1 or 2 turnovers, I'm voting big time for Manning. So you can overrule me.
No, we don't have to overrule it. We can give out 2.
Okay.
We don't want the Filan boys fighting over this Dairy Queen certificate. So now they both have 3 on the season. Then when you get to the postseason, you start doubling up when necessary. So the Filan brothers are our Dairy Queen co-players of the game. Honorable mention to Spencer Green and Malachi Raymond, I think, as well. He really frustrated Liam Cook inside, as did Manning Filan. Well, Garpal had 2 players that could score. DeSales had a team that could play offense, defense, score, and do it all. And DeSales, 30 points better than Garpal in this one. So, a look at the bracket. DeSales boys advances to the league championship game on Friday at Dayton, Washington. That's next Friday at 7:30 p.m. They will play the winner of the Liberty Christian Sunnyside Christian game to be played tonight at 6. So it'll be an all-grape division championship game this year. Garpal drops into the loser's bracket into game number 10, and they will play the winner of the Oaksdale-Dayton game. So that'll be an all-wheat division matchup. So at least one wheat division team will advance to district play. But the Irish boys, for the third year in a row, maybe the fourth year in a row, I'm going to have to look that up, will play for the league championship on Friday at 7:30 p.m. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the broadcast here from Palouse, Washington. It's always nice to call a game when your team wins 72-42. I'd like to thank you all for listening. On behalf of Lon Olson, we'd also like to thank the sponsors, and please patronize all of our great sponsors. Without them, we don't have a broadcast. Great job back at the studio by Gabe. And I jumped the gun on the behalf of Lon Olson. On behalf of Lon Olson, this is Mike Spees saying God bless. Enjoy your rest of your weekend. Go Seahawks tomorrow in the Super Bowl. And the Irish will play for this league championship next Friday in Dayton at 7:30. We now send it back to the studios of 94.1 FM KHSS2.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.